the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
And me. Here up here in North Dakota, this is a beautiful place to live. If you don't need the Grand Canyon or Malibu or the New York skyline, beautiful people. This is James Kelso, and the show is the Trump Phenomenon Show. We're on Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. My time, Central Time, 9 to 10 Eastern Time. And skip Saturday, come back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, let's see, what did I forget? I forgot the date. It is June 26, 2020. There you go. And you're invited to call in at 800-313-9443. Well, here we go. Donald Trump tweeting 3 hours ago with a whole a blast of tweets. I'm liking it. And then we've got news on apparently Joe Biden and his final four. I'm not sure if that whether that's news or not. Let's check it out. I had one of you listeners call me and told me that Joe Biden, we are told, is down to his final four pathetic losers to join him on his dream team ticket. I was told, if any of you have better information out there, please call in. I was told it was Kamala Harris, Val of California, Val Demming of Florida, Keyshan Bottoms of Atlanta, and Elizabeth Warren. Did I get that right? Is that right? Is it true or is it just a rumor? Call me up and let me know. And by the way, speaking of calling up the show, I was just listening to a show, a big national show, where somebody called in and said, there's nobody at my work. Nobody's gotten sick. I haven't found anybody yet who has this so-called pandemic. And there are hundreds of people here. Nobody's got the pandemic. I don't know what state he was in. I have the same experience. I don't know anybody who's gotten the horrible killer pandemic. So, you know what? I'm just thinking, let me know if I'm misguided here in my idea. If anybody, any of you out there, is there anyone out there who's gotten this flu? It would be interesting. I've never talked to anyone who had the flu. This flu. I've had flus in, you know, years past, decades past. You know, they were no big deal. If anybody out there has gotten this flu, call in 800-313-9443. And as long as you're wearing your mask and you're 6 feet away from your microphone, tell us what it's like or what it was like. I'm being silly. I apologize. You can take the mask off. Please do. And you can get right up. You can get right up close to that microphone. Cuddle that microphone. But I would like to hear from somebody who's had this flu. What were the symptoms? What did it feel like? Did you have to lie down? What happened? I mean, isn't that interesting? You know, I asked the question, what's wrong with this picture? You know, the dog that didn't bark, Sherlock Holmes. What's wrong with this picture? You'd walk onto the crime scene. You know, that's what Sherlock Holmes would notice. What was wrong with the picture? This BS worldwide pandemic, which is a flu that some people have caught, and the number, we're told 120, well, now, wait a minute. Joe Biden told us, was it today or yesterday? He told us it was 120 million people have died because of the COVID virus. 120. My gosh, that's a lot of our audience that's now dead. Why haven't our ratings gone down? A third of you have died. Must have been some people. I guess it was the people who didn't listen to this show who died. But in any event, another group. So Joe Biden is telling us it's 120 million. The equally communist Dr. Anthony Fauci, he's telling us it's 120,000. Okay. But lots of other doctors and nurses on the inside with guts and integrity have told us that the actual number of people who died of the COVID virus, the Kung Flu, is a fraction, only a fraction of whatever is reported. Because in that 120,000, there might be a number that they've proposed is 30,000 who actually died of the flu. There are people who died of emphysema who are 85 years old, who were going to die of emphysema whether there was ever a Kung Flu or not, and people who died of COPD, people who died of pneumonia, who were 90 years old, and they were going to die of pneumonia, and Alzheimer's, and COPD, and emphysema, and high blood pressure, and kidney failure, all conditions they had, before they also got Kung Flu. And they got the Kung Flu when Governor Cuomo shoved a person with the virus into their assisted living facility on his orders. Same thing with Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan on her orders, and in New Jersey and Massachusetts. And funny thing, a huge percentage, I think nearly half of all U.S. even claimed fatalities are in those four states, and in actually the metropolitan areas of those four states. So what's wrong with this picture? Why haven't I met anybody on the phone, in person, anywhere, seen anybody who has the Kung Flu? So as I say, if you've had the Kung Flu, and by the way, how do you know whether you've had the Kung Flu? I'm sure there are a number of people who got a cold or a sore throat or had a fever, you know, stayed home from work one day. They may think they had the Kung Flu, but I guess it takes a diagnosis. But then here's the problem. We find out that lots of these so-called tests give false positives. They're very, very defective. Many of those test kits were made in Red China. So there are so many things. When I say what's wrong with this picture, well, what's right about it? Everything's wrong with this picture. All right, so let's go to one of the things that's right about the picture. Donald John Trump, Big Bad John. Let me hit refresh here. Thank you for joining us, by the way. I'll keep an eye here on my caller board to see whether any of you call in. I really want to talk to somebody who's had the Kung Flu. 82.5 million people subscribing to Donald Trump's Twitter account. He says 3 hours ago, I just had the privilege of signing a very strong executive order protecting American monuments, memorials, and statues, and combating recent criminal violence. Long prison terms for these lawless acts against our great country. Hear, hear. Bravo, Mr. President. I don't have a copy of the executive order in front of me. I'll see if I can't grab a copy in the course of this show, and we'll look for the highlights. Then here's another one. I confess my ignorance. The president tweets, big win in Texas on mail-in ballots. I'll tell you what, anytime you can strike down the mail-in ballot push from the demon rats, that's a big win, because that's one way they will have in the past and will on November 3rd steal elections. He says in the same group of tweets, I was going to go to Bedminster, New Jersey this weekend. He has a golf course there, but wanted to stay in Washington, D.C. to make sure law and order is enforced. The arsonists, anarchists, looters, and agitators have been largely stopped. I am doing what is necessary to keep our communities safe, and these people will be brought to justice. And Mr. President, you are alone in all those things you just mentioned. We have a bunch of, our governors are cowards. Governor Abbott of Texas just went bananas with some kind of a, I don't know the details of it, but some, maybe a Texan can call in, some kind of a mask order for Texas, the great wide open state of Texas, a mask order. Now, another thing I heard on the radio today, very exciting, is that there are people out there researching the question. I've felt this way about masks ever since I, you know, somebody told me to put one of those dumb things on. You can't work with a mask on. You feel, the first time I did it, I felt like, you know, I can't breathe. Where's the air? Where's the oxygen? Hey, I need oxygen. You can't breathe through those damn things. And I had one of the, you know, the so-called good ones on, the N95 made by 3M? It's a damn good mask. I've used many of them in the past. If you're sanding or you're using a grinder and you've got smoke, dust, plaster in the air, you know, your hair is all caked with white plaster and you look like when you take your mask and your goggles off, you look like you were snorkeling or something. Those masks work very well for that because you can't inhale that crap. So you need, if you're not going to get much air, okay, but at least you're not going to inhale a half a pound of plaster dust. But, fiberglass fibers. But that's what those masks are for. And they're damn good for that. But for just walking, for driving in the countryside with your windows rolled up in your minivan in North Dakota or on the flat Texas on the country roads? I don't think so. All right. He says, here's another one. He puts up a poster, a wanted poster, pictures of suspects. Good photos, by the way, very recognizable. Unfortunately, with the damn masks on, of course, a lot of these guys are used, these criminals, they're using the stupid mask orders as a way to be bandidos and have their bandanas on. But they've got some pictures, plenty of them here. Many people in custody. I didn't know that. With many others being sought for vandalization of federal property in Lafayette Park. 10-year prison sentences. Yes, Mr. President. Yes. Hear, hear. 10-year prison. Boy, you get 50 of these people sentenced to 10 years in prison. And it's going to get quiet pretty fast. Put them in jail. Absolutely. You pull down a statue of Washington. You try to pull down a statue of Andrew Jackson. That's, you don't have to get it down to have vandalized it. All right. Then the president takes a good laugh at Biden saying there are over 120 million dead from COVID. Nice. Oh, okay. The president retweets this. This is a guy named Steve Guest. I don't know who he is. Steve Guest looks like a nice guy. Retweeted by the president, becomes a real important guy all of a sudden. And Steve Guest says, "Do you want more people to see Joe Biden forget Obama's name?" So let's play this. It's only 13 seconds long. So I guess we're going to hear. You won't see it. You'll hear it. Oh, Biden, because forgetting Obama's name.
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of it called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President, my boss, it was his fault. Because they invaded.
He was saying, President, pause. He's trying to think of the name. President, pause. He can't remember the name, so he says, my boss. Let's listen to it again. He actually is forgetting Obama's name. Is this early onset dementia? Or is it not so early? Is it advanced dementia?
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of it called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President, my boss, it was his fault.
Folks, you can't make up stuff like that. He clearly could not, I mean, there's no question, he could not remember the name Obama right there. 8 years as his vice president. Wow. All right. And then some more great tweets here. Let's talk about the virus hoax for a minute. The president tweets 21 hours ago, coronavirus deaths are way down. Mortality rate is one of the lowest in the world. Our economy is roaring back and will not, all caps, be shut down. Embers or flare-ups will be put out as necessary. So there you go. Now, what are you hearing? What is the puke media doing? We were told, do you remember? You were told on your TV set yesterday, today, maybe the day before, that hospital beds, hospital capacity has been reached in Texas. Flare-up. Huge spike in Texas. Okay, no, folks, that was lying. There's no flare-up. There's no huge rise, certainly not in corona deaths. There's a huge rise in testing in Texas and all over the place. No good deed goes unpunished. Thank you to Donald Trump, who lined up all those scores of millions of tests. And, of course, so people, you're going to have that. Some people testing positive who were asymptomatic, who never had any. That's what I'm saying. Please, somebody can tell me a symptom of having this virus. But we found out, I heard the lieutenant governor of Texas. Let me remember his name in a second. Is it Ken Patrick or Dan Patrick? Texan can help me. Lieutenant Governor Patrick, great guy, 70 years old. He said, this is a lie. We have a lot of people in our hospitals. That is, they're pretty high on their capacity. All the people who were kicked out of the hospitals by the damn shutdown, they actually threw the patients out of the hospitals, who people that needed a bone set or cancer surgery or heart, you know, surgery, any kind of surgery. They threw them out of the hospital. So, yeah, there's a bunch of people catching up on their surgeries. But they're not COVID patients. They're not Kung Flu patients. And Patrick said there are only slightly more than 1,000 Kung Flu patients in Texas hospitals. All right. And well, let's go. We've got James in Vancouver. I hope he didn't get the Kung Flu. But James, can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Kelso.
Yes, have you had the Kung Flu?
Well, I had something around Christmas time up here, and normally I teach immigrants and kids from mainland China. I teach them English up here when I'm not doing other things, and I may have picked up something from them. But
of course, the way, if I understand you correctly, it was never diagnosed and you were never tested.
Absolutely, because I have a medical background and I know how to deal with these things, to make a long story short.
Okay, but now let me ask you this. If I may, pardon me for interrupting you. Was this some kind of devastating illness?
Well, it started simply like a normal flu. You have ache in the muscles.
Yep. Okay. Now stay with me. James, stay with me. I'm chopping you all up here. I apologize. We'll be right back with James in Vancouver. Stay tuned.
The smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big John. I can't get down.
Big Bad
Big
John.
Bad John. I can't get down there. Say, we're back. James in Vancouver, hang on with me there. Peck, let's go back to the question. You said you, pardon me for asking a personal question. And of course, you don't even know what you had. But the point I'm getting, let me ask you this, James, this is a pertinent question. Have you ever met anybody who's definitely, by diagnosis, had the coronavirus?
No, absolutely not. But could I make a comment?
Sure.
I was in Taiwan for the SARS thing in 2003, okay? And
right.
I had a high fever in 2002 in, say, October, I believe, right? And I went into the hospital there. One of my students took me there because I don't know, they felt sorry for me or something. But anyway, they measured my temperature, and sure enough, I had a high fever. Now, the first thing they did before even the paperwork got done is they dragged me to the emergency, threw me down in a chair, and started swabbing my right forearm with iodine, okay? And they then got a needle out about 4 to 5 inches long and stuck it right into my artery to take the blood, okay?
Right.
So if you want to find out, or you want to isolate a virus, you've got to take arterial blood. It's not enough to take a swab from somebody's nose. That's not going to tell you anything. Then they took that arterial blood, put it in high-speed analyzers, and half an hour later, they let me go home. That's how you look for a virus. You've got to have the equipment.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting, but you see, you're... Yeah, you're confirming, you and others that, you know, I've asked and so on. What I'm saying is that this, you know, we've been told that there's a horrible, horrible pandemic with you know, just the bubonic plague. And what it appears is we have a flu with, even with the heavily, heavily padded numbers. And you've seen the reports by doctors on the inside and nurses on the inside. You've seen the letters from the CDC telling doctors to pad the numbers. They don't use the word pad, so this is well, anyway, I'm getting to the point here that the this is a pretext. This is not a earth-shaking bubonic plague, but it's been used to shut down our economy, to turn us into serfs, to you have to walk around with your mask, you have to hide in your house, you have to stand apart from people. This is the ultimate mind control, population control, this is terrorism, terrifying people that some horrible thing is going to happen to them. And I don't know how exactly I knew it from just the first minute that this thing was rolled out. I had the sense, and I said it on this show, I'm being hosed. I'll tell you this, since this whole thing began, I haven't washed, I haven't taken I haven't gone out of my way to wash my hands any other than I would normally, one time. I haven't avoided touching things. I haven't used my elbows to touch things. I sensed I was being hosed, and now here we are, how many months later? March, April, May, June, five months later, here it is, confirmed. We have been hosed.
Right. And everybody's wearing those damn masks, like idiots.
Yeah, which are not healthy to wear.
Well, can I just tell my story a little bit here?
Sure, go ahead.
When I went to China for the first time in 1983, and I was there for 83 and 84, I had kung flus like you wouldn't believe. They have kung flu over there like Canada and the United States never had, all right? Their viruses are way more powerful. Us white people, if you want to put it that way. They did not have any kind of control on their public health system as far as I was concerned. And I believe today it's probably much the same. Okay?
Okay, interesting.
So we're comparing apples to oranges here, right? This society we're living here in North America is supposed to be number one, right?
Yes.
So why are we taking the lead from all these other nations saying that cheese is chalk, right? Two and two doesn't add up to four. It adds up to six or seven, according to these people. See what I'm saying?
Well, yes, according to George Orwell, 2 + 2 = 5.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is that this is all a takedown. This is all on purpose. This is all being done.
It is a takedown. That is correct.
Yes.
James, you've got the whole picture. Thank you, my friend, for calling in. We'll be right back after this break. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey. Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis. Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good.
That's the question. Are the good times really over for good? And Merle's up there somewhere looking down on us. For hell. Wondering if we're headed for hell with that snowball. But for the flag or the Liberty Bell. Hey, they haven't attacked the Liberty Bell yet. Maybe I'm just uninformed. Have you had a chance to view the Liberty Bell there in Philadelphia? That's really something. I'm sure that's racist, wouldn't you say? The Liberty Bell, gotta be. Let's look here at what's going on Breitbart. 170 Atlanta police officers called out sick over the Rayshard Brooks prosecution. I like that. That's a lot of police officers, and that's a lot of guts. Now, Rayshard Brooks, the police officer, I don't know the name, the police officer, who shot Rayshard Brooks, he was absolutely following the Atlanta police manual. He was returning fire on someone who was threatening him with deadly force, a lethal weapon, a taser, which he fired. And I told you this, sir. It's in the manual. A taser is a lethal weapon. It is deadly force. So that's why those police called in sick. Here's a policeman who was doing an excellent interview, first of all, with Rayshard Brooks, half an hour of friendly discussion, and then Rayshard Brooks punches him in the face, throws him like a sack of potatoes on the ground, takes his taser away from him. I mean, think of, put yourself in his position. Put yourself in the position of all those Atlanta policemen. Somebody's taking away off your tool belt or out of your hand, your police belt, is taking away a lethal weapon. What would you do? What kind of a person grabs your gun or your taser or any weapon? Why would someone grab your weapon and then point it at you and then pull the trigger? That's a nice guy. We need community involvement with that guy. We need a social worker. We need to feel his pain. No, he needs to be shot. When? Immediately. Because, you know, all these dweebs who pontificate on the matter, if someone's pointing a weapon at you, if you stop to think about whether you're going to shoot to defend yourself, guess what happens to you? Oh. How about getting hit in the eye with a taser? Going down on the ground. 3 seconds later, this person that just shot you with a taser in the face now grabs your service weapon, which you can't hold on to. You've just been tased. Of course, your gun's loaded. Bam, bam, bam. 3 shots in the head. And you're dead. So no wonder these police called in sick. What kind of a good person that you and I and every other good person wants as a great police officer, how can they be motivated to join the force if they're going to be charged with murder for defending themselves from a vicious criminal? A person that takes your weapon, fires at you, is vicious. He's trying to kill you. So there you go on that one. Now, another interesting one. The previous crime in Minneapolis, I forget the guy's name, the cop who was kneeling on the neck of a vicious criminal, George Floyd. Look him up. Look up his life, his career in crime. And I'm not saying that the cop who's kneeling on his neck is a good guy. I am saying this about that cop. He's a Democrat. He's a Democrat married to an Asian wife, serving a Democrat police chief who's serving a Democrat mayor of Minneapolis, who's serving a Democrat governor of Minnesota. Bing, bang, bong, boom. Democrat, 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 Democrat. Hey, why don't we hear that on the puke media? What do these Democrats have to do with us Republicans? What do these Democrat black police chiefs, black mayors, Democrat cop married to an Asian, what do they have to do with us white folks? Nothing. Nothing. And these demon rat cities, some of which have been controlled by a Democrat political machine for 100 years. What do they have to do with us white folks? What do they have to do with us Republicans? Nothing. We're not responsible for that crime. We're not responsible for schools that are crappy. We're not responsible for cities that are crappy. The Democrats built all of that garbage. And so, and folks, we're living in a twilight zone, never land. We're living in a house of mirrors where up is down and inside is outside, left is right. Complete reversal of the reality of what's happening. And now we're racist. We're bad people. No, we're not. This isn't going on in Republican states, Republican cities with Republican police chiefs and Republican cops. This isn't happening. And by the way, if you keep it up, there won't be any, you know, there used to be a system called segregation. White people in white neighborhoods, other people's, other ethnicities in their neighborhoods. Well, I'll tell you where this all ends up. Resegregation. What white cop is going to want to work in a black beat? They're not just going to call in sick. They're going to check out. They're going to go get some other career. And then you'll have, you won't just have a Democrat governor in a Democrat city with a Democrat. Oh, I left out the Democrat DA in Minneapolis, the district attorney, also a Democrat, who was taking it his, was it his time to charge the Democrat cop with a crime? So what's wrong with that picture? Is it reported that way? I didn't know that. I obviously pay attention to the news a little bit. I didn't know that until, I don't know, was it yesterday or the day before? Somebody made me aware of the fact, Democrat governor, mayor, DA, police chief, cop, he's married to an Asian, you know, on down the list. Anyway, enough on that one. Let's go to, oh, we got a couple callers here. Now, maybe we got somebody, I've got Jerry or Gary in Chicago, Murr in Wisconsin, and Dr. Kelly in California. With pardon me, Dr. Kelly and Murr, let me just try. It looks like a new caller. Gary or Jerry in Chicago, are you there?
Jerry in Chicago. I've called you a couple of times. I just wanted to mention two things. I went to my foot doctor on Wednesday, and he has got to get that things stuck all the way up his nose into his brain every single week because he's a surgical foot doctor. And he was, and I told him, I says, hey, listen, I've called this a scamdemic since day one. It's to cover something else up. I don't know what they're covering up, but it's only going to get worse. And he says, well, you know what? There's so few people out there that have enough brains to understand this because this is just a regular virus. Or a regular flu virus, and you shut down the whole goddamn country. So, he says,
no, this is very interesting.
He says,
Jerry, did I say your name right, Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry.
Okay, Jerry, this is very interesting. So your doctor was concurring with you about the scandemic.
Oh, absolutely. And anyway, here was the cool thing. Is he told me, he says, listen, I know a lot of medical doctors and everything else like that, and they're friends of mine. And he says, and we all agree with the same thing. This is a bunch of crap.
Wow.
So, but that was just one thing. You touched on another that I wanted to comment on. The George Floyd kneeling on the neck thing in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Did you happen to watch the whole 12, 13-minute video and watch the paramedics that showed up?
I didn't see the paramedic part.
Oh,
what did
no,
I miss?
Watch it again. The paramedics get out there wearing bulletproof vests, the not the armored stuff, just the light one. And they got sidearms. What paramedics do you know wear sidearms? Normally they have stethoscopes and they have, you know, something on their hip. I forgot what it is. Blood pressure, they could check for that. And they threw the guy on a gurney and they hauled him off in an ambulance. I think this was just a B-rate, C-rate, D-rate video. Okay? I think the guy's still alive.
Okay, well, now, here's what I want to throw in there. I'm very careful to not, you know, as wild as I get on this show and as uninhibited as I am, I like to be very careful about sticking to what we know, what's really obvious, and not, you know, because it's so important what we're doing. And I'm just making the point here. Yeah, and on this, I'm not saying you're in, I know you share the view yourself. The thing to note here is that, and this is another fallacy, another fraud that the left is perpetrating on us. There are 800,000 police in America, 800,000, an incredibly hard job. And so are there going to be, out of 800,000 people, are there going to be some really bad cops out of 800,000? Oh, of course there will be, unless you live in la-la fairy tale thumb-sucking land. But what the media does is if they can find, they find the worst case, they find their, that fits their narrative. You know, cops are bad, they're evil, they're murderers, they're killers. They find, and then they kind of find a video that highlights, you know, and then they edit it. And then they run with that. They create a reality. They create a national, you know, a national, you know, riot. And, you know, everybody in this audience knows that. We all know that. But the interesting, and you said, I don't know what's going on. I think it was you that said this. But you do. They're using it to cover up something. Yes, and you do know what they're using it to cover up. This is the biggest crime. They cannot stand. They must destroy Donald Trump. Anything. Riots, burning.
Hey, hold on. You just told me a few minutes ago that, you know, you've got to research this and everything else like that. Okay, that's part of it. That is part of it. What you just said about destroying the Republican party nominee. Okay, who has done a pretty gosh darn good job for being a novice for the last 3.5 years versus these veteran politicians that have had this office for years before him. So, but I think it's a bank scandal.
Okay. Well, now, by the way, you just made a very strong point there. Ladies and gentlemen, consider what Jerry just said there in Chicago, some real wisdom. This man who came in and saved our bacon to some extent, I mean, we're definitely in trouble. But Donald Trump, you know, many times in history, somebody does something. Why? He's asked, why are you doing this? And a hero will say, well, because nobody else would. Donald Trump stepped into the breach. You know, he. Who was doing it? Who was fighting these people? Who was knocking them back? Nobody was. You know, we had Mitt Romney. We had John McCain. We were getting crap like that. So, and you made a very strong point, Jerry. He has stepped into a pit of vipers. These people like Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, these people have... They eat, sleep, and drink, and breathe nasty politics. They know every dirty trick. They know every nasty move. Donald Trump is a businessman, and you're right. He came into this thing just like, you know, Alice in Wonderland, and he's had to fight it on his own. he's had to, you know, he's been taking it from every direction. So that he has done, that he has survived, that he's alive, that he's breathing, that he has done as much as he's done is, it is a miracle. Now go ahead.
Yes, it is a miracle. I agree with you 100% on that. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to vote for him again. And I think he's going to get a lot more votes because people see through this crap. Well, the smarter people see through this crap. And maybe the smarter people in the next 130 days can coach the dumber, I'm sorry, the more ignorant people out there.
We got to bring them up. Folks, we got to bring our friends, neighbors, we got to bring them along with us. Great point, Jerry. We'll be back after this break. Stay tuned.
Hey, cut me loose.
Jerry, yeah. The engineer says no. We want to hear more from Jerry. We're going to skip the break. And ladies and gentlemen out there in radio land, this happens with regularity. The Republic Broadcasting Network will skip a break, will toss their commercials, cut their income, so that you can, if something good's going on, if Donald Trump is talking on this show, they'll just blow right through the commercials. So you've got to make up the difference. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, look up the different ways you can contribute. John Stattmiller, the guy that built this network, he's giving you a promotion from Front Sight, the Firearms Training Institute. I've got my lifetime membership in my card in my wallet. And it's a $25,000 value and more that you get for a one-time $500 contribution to Republic Broadcasting. Do it. But please go to republicbroadcasting.org and whatever you can, make up for it. Make up for skipping ads is what the engineers are doing for you, Jerry. They're skipping an ad for you. How do you feel?
Wow, those guys are pretty cool. And I wish the engineer would give Tony from Illinois my phone number, because I bet you the guy lives within 2 miles of me. And he calls in on the Fair and Show quite a bit, and he also calls in on the Republic of Texas show. So if he could touch base with me, I've tried to get my phone number to him a couple of times. I'd just love to meet the guy. And this would be like the third or fourth guy I've talked through RBN that have asked for my phone number and to give them a call and blah, blah, blah. And over the last 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, something like that. And I would love to join this Front Sight thing. I'm tight on money because of the COVID shutdown in Illinois. Governor Jelly Belly Pritzker shut down the whole gosh damn state because of this scamdemic. And this Lori Lesbian Lightfoot, that's mayor of Chicago, she shut down everything also. And
she's a piece of work.
I don't live directly in Chicago. I live in a suburb, but I'm only one city block from Chicago.
Yeah, and it's a shame, folks. It's a shame because I'll tell you what, Chicago used to be one magnificent, one of the greatest European cities in the world. It was amazing. And I was born in New York City, and people, they're so disgusted with New York City. They go, whoa, I feel sorry for you. No, in 1948, when I was born in New York City, it was an incredible, great, safe, beautiful city. And I grew up in the Los Angeles area, in Malibu and the Palisades. That also, well, it was, you know, these are wonderful places, our American cities. Now, it goes back to the idea I started the show with. All of this garbage that's going on that you, Jerry, it's your fault. It's because you're a racist. It's because you're a Republican. It's because you're a white man. Wait a minute, stop. No, all of these cities have Democrat mayors, some of them for 100 years. They have Democrat governors, Democrat police chiefs, district attorneys, I think in the case of Atlanta, I think 60% of the police force in Atlanta, I think, is black. So what is this? What are we talking about here? You know, racism, white people, they did something bad to you. No. Hey, all you whining people out there from the third world or wherever you're from, white people, yes, white people gave you the greatest gift you've ever had. They gave you the only civilization you've ever had. You know, these people, I saw these people complaining about George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Theodore Roosevelt at Mount Rushmore. Some clown from an Indian tribe was complaining about Mount Rushmore. Hey, listen, my friend, okay? The reason you drove to your interview in a car or flew to your interview in a plane, the reason that you're in an air-conditioned room, the reason you have a refrigerator over there in the other room is because of these evil white people. Because without that, you'd be living in your teepee, and boy, was it erupt your expected lifespan of 26 years. Part of it was because up here in North Dakota, half of the babies froze solid in the winter. When it's minus 30 degrees, your buffalo hide teepee is not going to cut it, and you can't keep the babies warm enough to keep them alive. The white man is not your oppressor. The white man is not the oppressor of the black man, the Indian, the Asian, or anyone else. We are the liberators. We are the people who abolished slavery, which existed in every country of the world, including every single square inch of Africa, before white men ever even set foot in Africa. And all of the slaves that were brought to America from Africa were brought to the port by African chiefs who captured them and sold them to, yes, white slave traders. Biggest mistake the white race ever made in North America. But we fought a civil war in which 620,000 white guys died horrible deaths in order to, one of the reasons, end slavery. Go ahead, Jerry.
I want to just mention, look at a bigger picture, because you're weighing Democrat versus Republican, and I got to be honest with you. They both put their pants on the same way, one leg at a time, as you and I, but they both work together. They're actors in their game, and they're playing a game against the American people. There's a bigger picture, and it's good versus evil. Period.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Jerry's got it, folks. Now, Tucker Carlson's been on this. Sean Hannity's been on it. Laura Ingraham's getting it. That the there are two brands of Republican, and Donald Trump has had to fight that. What you're talking about, that Mitt Romney, John McCain brand. These are not our friends. You've opened a huge can of worms. My apologies to Murr and to Dr. Kelly. We'll give you rain checks for Sunday, our Sunday show coming up. And thank you, Jerry, there in Chicago. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you all on Sunday.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.